Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you, Pete, Grant, and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. Welcome in and a good morning. John Hansen is the fantasy guru. We love having him on the show. He'll stop by at 11 to talk fantasy football. I'm starting to put my board together for some drafts coming up next month.
I'm favoriting some tweets. I'm putting aside some articles for reading. I've got right here on my person, Grant. Let me pull this out. I'm delaying the payoff. It's taking too long. Here it is. Look at this. Little RotoWire fantasy football guide. I'm starting to gather the information. It's a coming, baby. Fantasy foosball.
1 o'clock, Craig Hoffman, who is one of our reporters who will be on the scene in Richmond, getting you up to speed and up to date on the Redskins. He will be on our show today just a couple of hours from right now. So make sure you're listening throughout the afternoon. We got a lot coming up on Grant and Danny. Wanted to start the show, though, with Andy Benoit, who we really enjoy as a writer at MMQB and SI, coming out with a list of his top 400 players. Now, this is a labor of love when you put together something like this. I mean, think about how much work has to go into this. This is a guy who evaluates film and studies intricately the details of each position in football. He put together the top 400 players in the NFL. Some of the particulars with the Redskins we can give you caught our attention, including the fact that he has Kirk Cousins listed 19th among quarterbacks in the NFL, behind the likes of Sam Bradford of the Minnesota Vikings, Carson Wentz, who had a really poor second half as a rookie with the Philadelphia Eagles, Jameis Winston with the Tampa Bay Bucks, who I actually love long-term.
Me too.
Tough case to make, though, over the last two seasons that he's been better than Kirk Cousins. Carson Palmer, down year last year. He's got him well ahead of Cousins. His 11th best quarterback in the NFL, Joe Flacco.
Huh?
I can't figure that out for the life of me. So we could talk about just the quarterback position, but if you look at other spots, he's got Jordan Reed, the number 3 tight end behind Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelce. I get that. I could see that. He's got Trent Williams, the number 2 offensive tackle behind Tyron Smith, Dallas Cowboys. I think that's fine. Williams and Smith interchangeably probably rank 1 and 2 on everybody's list.
They're both great.
He's got Brandon Scherff, 6th among guards in the National Football League. I think that's a pretty good spot for him. That's where some of the premium Redskins rank. And then in case you're curious, at the cornerback position, he's got Josh Norman listed 7th behind Patrick Peterson of the Cardinals, Desmond Trufant of the Falcons, Marcus Peters, who makes a lot of plays for the Chiefs, A.J. Boye, who has moved organizations, Texans, Jaguars, Jason Verrett with the Chargers, Aqib Talib with the Broncos. So he's got Norman 7th.
No problem with that ranking.
Me either. What do you think, first of all, of where some of the Redskins are in his top 400?
They fit to me. Jordan Reed among the top of the tight ends in the 30s, I believe, overall. Yep, it sounds right. Rob Gronkowski, a top 10 player for Benoit, because you combine the blocking acumen and how big and physical he is and, the durability, obviously. Neither one stands out in terms of Reed or Gronkowski. But I got no issues with most of those. Trent Williams being a top 2 or 3 tackle, yep, that fits. The one that jumps out to me, and you can't help but do this because we've done this ad nauseum, is Cousins. I have no problem with him overall being 261st because that NFL top 100 is voted on by the players on NFL Network. That's a bit silly. It's again, completely weighted towards skill guys, completely weighted towards people that score the touchdowns, fantasy football and the like. There, is the 19th best quarterback really better than the 4th best center? There's no way that's the case, but that's how that top 100 works. So this is to me, a better representation of where players actually are in terms of, think of their Madden ratings.
Oh,
one,
yeah,
guy's a 95, one guy's a 92, so they're not, one guy will be 100 spots lower, but he's actually not that much worse.
I'll take a detailed, thorough assessment from a reporter with sources who's working phone calls and studying film hours and hours, very much to the nuance, over a list of players who were playing when other guys were playing, so they don't really get to watch all the games anyway, and they just kind of have a popularity contest where they vote for the SEA president at the end of the season.
Right.
So I like this list from Benoit. What I think we could take calls on, though, is you mentioned Cousins. That specific ranking, that's a needle mover to me in the sense that he's much lower than I would have anticipated. on this list. And just where some of the guys rank at quarterback are strange to me. So here's his QB list, kind of running through it. And again, you could check this out at SI.com. It's Andy Benoit's Monday Morning Quarterback, top 400 players in the NFL list. Training camp tomorrow. So we're giving you a little taste of the Redskins out of the chute here
today. Yeah, buddy.
Tom Brady is one. No one's going to have a problem with
that.
No
problem there.
I would put Rodgers one. He's got him two. And Brady second, who's got him one. I don't care really about how you order those guys.
You can get mad and passionate about it. Here's the point. They're both great. Arguments can be made for either one.
Roethlisberger third. I think he's probably a little bit high, but I have no problem with him near the top of any quarterback list at this point.
Same here. Guy's a stud.
Matt Ryan coming off a Super Bowl berth, his fourth. Then he's got Andrew Luck and Drew Brees consecutively fifth and sixth.
So again, I'd flop those because Ryan's one of those guys that we don't seem to punish for having great weapons, great offensive scheme, great system.
Same with Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's fair too. But I look at Drew Brees and the cast change every year. Oh, his security blanket's Jimmy Graham. Well, now he's gone. I'll make Brandon Cooks a stud. I'll make Mike Thomas a stud. I'll make a guy that was a tight end out of Hofstra in the seventh round several years ago and a wide
Marcus
receiver
Colston,
a
yeah.
stud. That, Drew Brees to me should be higher, but again, no issue with these in here.
That's a great point. I've really never thought about it that way, but he does not year to year typically have the same cast around him. Now, a lot of what he does is made possible by Sean Payton's tremendous scheme.
Got no problem there either, yeah. So sometimes we hold it against people, sometimes we don't.
Phillip Rivers comes in next on this list at seven. Phillip Rivers, who I always think is underrated because he doesn't win very often, he's a guy who does throw occasional picks, but he accumulates massive totals.
And again, keep in mind, his receivers get hurt every 5 minutes.
He's got Eli Manning eighth. Manning, who's got great weapons and a good offense.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy that, generally speaking, we don't hold against him the fact that he's throwing to Odell Beckham Jr., that they throw it 40-plus times a game, that his best years as a passer have come in a throw-first offense. You know, you hear people knock Cousins. Well, they throw it all the time. He should throw for a lot of yards. Same with Eli Manning, but for whatever reason, I guess it's because he's got two rings. You just don't hear that held against him.
Right.
Matthew Stafford checks in at number 9, and then Derek Carr at number 10. So however you want to kind of sort out the order, I think he's probably got the 10 best quarterbacks in football around the top 10.
Yeah, I got no issue with those. I would move Carr up, Eli down a couple. I'd keep Stafford probably where he is. I'd move Breeze up, Luck down a little. But the point is, these are the 10 guys that would get chopped up and debated. Russell Wilson maybe knocking on the door outside looking in. If you still think Cam Newton is a guy that, even though as a passer doesn't belong there, but as an overall offensive weapon, you know, could single-handedly win a game for you, he may belong there for some. Not for me, but I can see the argument. But that 10, pretty good, right?
Outside of the top 10 is where it gets interesting. He's got Joe Flacco, his 11th best quarterback.
Just not for me.
Ahead of Russell Wilson, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, who are all coming up on this list. Any quarterbacking list that has Joe Flacco in the top 11 needs to be recalibrated as far as I'm concerned. I love Andy. We should get him on and ask him about that. What about Joe Flacco do you watch at this point and say that's a top 11 passer? It just doesn't make sense to me. He's got Russell Wilson 12th. Now, Russell Wilson's been in a couple Super Bowls and is a champion, so he's always going to get the benefit of the doubt. He was more of a caretaker when they first got to the title than the second time when they did. He's become a prolific passer, throwing the ball to Doug Baldwin and being asked to do more post Marshawn Lynch. Palmer had a down year last year, but has been really good for a long time. Cam Newton has had one great season as a passer. That's it. One. It was two seasons ago when he won the MVP award. For the most part, last year is kind of the norm for him, which is more questions than answers when he drops back. And a really good dual threat who's not that good at throwing the football. I love Jameis Winston, and so I got no problem with him being about 15. Carson Wentz checks in at 15 overall. Wentz had a great start to the season and a really bad second half to the point where they've had to completely rework his mechanics this offseason, and there were questions about him at the end of the year. Everyone fell in love with him in the first few weeks, but he regressed mightily, and he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league under pressure last year.
Still, for me, a promising player, though. With again, let's
I like
see,
Wentz, yeah.
Let's see what happens with an Alshon Jeffery.
But there's a difference, Danny, between being a promising player and being the 15th best quarterback in the league.
I think that's true. So if some of these, and again, I'd love to have Andy sort of explain this, but if you're looking, if you include future rankings in this, where we think Jameis is going to go, where we think maybe Mariota is going to go, Carson Wentz is going to go, et cetera, I could buy that. But right now, this minute, is he the 15th best quarterback? Not for me. But he's got certainly arrow trending upward still.
He's got Wentz above Prescott. After the years that they just had,
yeah,
it's hard to do. Speaking of which, he's got Prescott and then Sam Bradford ahead of Kirk Cousins. Prescott, who's had one great year where he handed the ball off a million times and ran a bunch of bootlegs and made some big plays. And Bradford, who I don't think I need to say much more than is Sam Bradford, all ahead of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Mr. Glass.
So we could take calls on this from Redskins fans at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. Couple things here. First of all, your thoughts on Kirk Cousins at 19, just hearing that in and of itself. And then secondly, Sam Bradford ahead of him, Carson Wentz ahead of him, Jameis and Dak ahead of him, Carson Palmer coming off last year, Joe Flacco ahead of him. Do you buy all of those names ranking ahead of Kirk Cousins in a quarterback list?
Couple names that Cousins is ahead of that are notable, just to kind of give you the company that he's in. A few spots ahead of Marcus Mariota, a guy that I guess Benoit doesn't love as a passer, but the dual threat kind of thing. Andy Dalton, he's got him several spots ahead of Andy Dalton. Ryan Tannehill, and then Alex Smith, who everybody's always looking to replace. So if you just are going to tell me that Kirk Cousins is 19th overall, that to me is the very tail end of the range that I'd kind of accept. Where I would peg him is in the 12 to 16 range. Anywhere in there is fine. You could make an argument for if you're looking to draft a guy for the future, for the next 5 years, that Jameis Winston will jump ahead of him. No problem there. You could love Dak Prescott, what he brings to the table, et cetera. Carson Palmer, Lifetime Achievement Award. I can live in that world. But the couple names that I just can't understand, Flacco and Bradford. I cannot get down with that. If you tell me that Andy Dalton is ahead of him, okay, yeah, we've got a little bit more production, a little bit more, okay, that's fine. Ryan Tannehill's done more with less. Okay, fine. I cannot live in that Flacco and Bradford
world.
And
what you can't refute, Danny, is that both of those guys have never had a season as good as Cousins has had two of in 2 years as a starter. Mm-hmm. Now, you could throw numbers out and say, well, he's had more of a supporting cast or he's had more things going for him. Okay. Do you think Joe Flacco would have done what Cousins did in this offense last year? I don't for one single second. Do you think Sam Bradford would have done in this offense what Cousins did last year? To me, there's no way he would have been able to. We'll take your calls on this next. We're kicking off the show at the Redskins. Camp kicks off tomorrow. Top 400 list from Benoit. Cousins ranked 19th among quarterbacks. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.